So, some of this is kind of fun for me because I'm getting to do a couple songs that I haven't done for a long time, and they got a lot of words to them. The first one's a song by Charlie King. For those of you that have been attending the sessions, I sang one song by Charlie King called "The Whole World's Lover." Charlie's written another song called "Pour Yourself Out in Love," so I'd like to start out with that one tonight. And you'll see that a lot of the songs have sing-along parts, so I know you're getting into the mood of singing with me, and I appreciate that. So, well, this one's got a sing-along part. It goes like this. Very simple. Love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. Love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. Great. When wherever you look, the view is appalling. The villains are winning. The heroes are falling. When all of your life needs a bad overhauling and the end of the tunnel is dark, you gotta take the hard facts from wherever you look. You got to boil them soft in your pressure cooker. Sometimes you're so sad, you've got to try happy and pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. You go out with a frown. You find trouble waiting, you're wearisome busyness, a workshop of Satan. This life is a sweatshop, it needs recreating, and we're all working overtime. I invite you to take an unscheduled vacation, participate in a life transformation. Sometimes you feel you need to dance to survive. Well, pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. You say you're looking for love, then why don't you live it? Don't wait around for another to give it. Turn yourself on this melodious pivot and you'll find that you're facing the sun. This world doesn't need another go-getter, so be a go-giver, you'll find it's much better. I tell you, you get much more than you give when you pour yourselves out in love. Said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. Send love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. Now can you believe this song grew out of sadness? A wearisome downtime of self-serving madness. When I hit bottom, I opted for gladness, not knowing how high I could bounce. Woo! I had emptied myself out as a wearisome grumbler, so I filled myself up to the brim of the tumbler, and then wrote this song to tip myself over and pour myself out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 myself. Pour yourselves out in love. You gotta pour yourselves out without hesitation. Give of yourself without reservation. This very smart world lacks imagination, and we're boring ourselves to death. I invite you to take an unscheduled vacation, participate in a life transformation. Sometimes you feel you need to dance to survive, then pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves last time. I said love, 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 my friends. Pour yourselves out in love. I forgot to mention one thing. You do know that I am here with a partner, so I'm going to give John about a few seconds of time tonight, and then I'm going to make him sit down the rest of the evening.
I'm not going to sing.
Oh, you don't know.
For Ray and I, the partnership is fairly new. And one of the things we have done at St. Martin's Table in Minneapolis is to tell stories and sing about our holidays. And one of those holidays was Valentine's Day. So we had to do it ahead of time. We had to do it in December, and now we have the chance to do it on Valentine's Day. Let me tell you a story. I dedicate this to Jim and to Ed and to Elizabeth because the setting is a doctor's waiting room. Interesting places. Irma Bombeck says, don't go to any doctor if the plants in the waiting room are dead. A doctor's waiting room should be a place where we relate easily. We're all vulnerable. We all know that we're there because of our human condition and that we need a physician. I was sharing with Scott Hasserud that Mary and I are finding that Jimmy Stewart was right. After a certain age, it's just patch, patch, patch. But let me tell you about what happened in the doctor's waiting room. I was sitting there, and did you ever notice that instead of visiting, we all have a magazine in front of us? I wasn't reading it, but I was holding it. And a couple came in. They were delightful. When I say an old couple, at least 80s. But they were very cordial to one another, came in, and the man sat right next to me. Now, this was late February. Was cold, but it wasn't a real harsh day. He had to put a coat on into the closet, take it off and put it into the closet. And he sat down next to me and immediately turned to me and said, "Merry Christmas." So I said, "Merry Christmas." And he said, "Do you have your tree yet?" And I said, "No." He said, "You better get it. It's important." And we visited a little bit more, and the doctor called him in, and his wife said, "Thank you. That was very kind of you." Said, "He's really very harmless, and he's very nice. It just, some of the connections don't work anymore." She said, "It really is a very nice family thing. The first time it happened was last summer. And he was convinced it was Christmas. I called all the girls. They came over. They brought presents. We had a tree. It was really a very nice family day. It didn't hurt anyone." And so he's a little confused again. "But thank you. That was very nice of you." And I said, "Does he do that with any of the other holidays?" And she didn't know what I mean. She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, just having passed the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, does he ever get confused about that?" And she got the grandest smile I've ever seen and said to me, "Oh, with us, every day is Valentine's Day."
Many of you already heard this song, but I knew I wanted to sing it on Valentine's Day, so I'll sing it again.
How deeply do you love me, Father? Is there more than you might show? I have never heard you say it. How am I to know? Lived on my perimeter with words of praise or reprimand. Was this your way of loving me? Oh, how am I to understand? I've seen you working hard and long, providing for your family. Bread and meat and words of wisdom, is your love in them to see? I think I know, I think I see, I think you love me true. Still, I'd like to hear you say, I love you. How deeply do I love you, Father? Is there more than I might show? You have never heard me say it. How are you to know? Many times I've tried to earn your praise, conform to your command. Was this my way of loving you? Oh, how are you to understand? Now I am on the outside, knowing your responsibility. And bread and meat and words of wisdom, no, they're not enough for me. For words of love need speaking between a father and his son. And so I'd like to tell you now, I love you.
This is a song called The Ballad of Erica Levine.
When Erica Levine was 7 1/2, up to the doorstep Jason Metcalf. And he said, "Will you marry me, Erica Levine?" And Erica Levine said, "What do you mean?" "Well, my mother and my father said a fella ought to marry, and my father has a brother who is my Uncle Larry." And he said, "Uncle Larry never..."
Let's see. Let's get a long one. "And he, uncle,
and my father," I got it. "And my father said his brother, who is my Uncle Larry, never married. And he said, Uncle Larry is a dope. So would you marry me?" Said Erica, "Nope. My piano teacher's smart, and she never had to marry. And your father may be right about your Uncle Larry, but not being married isn't what made him a dope. Don't ask me again, cause my answer is nope." When Erica Levine was 17, she went to the prom with Joel Bernstein. And they danced by the light of the sparkling Bobby sock, cause the theme of the prom was the history of rock. And on the way home, Joel kissed her at the door, and he said, "Do you know what that kiss is for?" And she said, "No, I don't, but you kiss just fine." And he said, "What it means is that you are mine." And she said, "No, I'm not," and she rushed inside. On the way home, Joel Bernstein cried. She cried too, but wrote a letter to Ms. saying, "This much I know, I am mine, not his." When Erica Levine was 23, her lover said, "Erica, marry me. This relationship is answering a basic need, and I'd like to have it legally guaranteed. For without your precious love, I would surely die. So why don't we make it legal?" said Erica. "Why? Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do. If I should ever marry, I would marry to grow, not for tradition or possession or protection, no. I love you, but your needs are a very different issue." Then he cried, and Erica handed him a tissue. When Erica was 30, she was talking with Lou, discussing and deciding what they wanted to do. "When we marry, should we live at your place or mine? Yours is rent-controlled, but mine is on the bus line." And they argued and they talked and they finally didn't care, so they bought, so they joined a small cooperative near Matthews Square. And their wedding was a simple one, they wanted it that way. They thought a lot about the things that they would choose to say. "I will live with you and love you, and I'll never call you mine." Then the judge pronounced them married, and everyone had wine. And a happy ever after life was not the kind they got, but they tended to be happy more often than not.
It's called The Ballad of Erica Levine, and it's by a fellow named Bob Blue, written way back in the 80s. The 81s. Okay, I'd like to, we're going to have a few Holdenites participate a little bit tonight, so at this time I'd like to invite Jeff up to help me play this song. Oh, let's see, what are we doing?
No, it's your song.
That's right.
I know I keep going one, but I don't know what you did. You might keep going three.
Just this last summer, it's my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, and so I wrote this song in order to honor them on that occasion. Basically kind of tells us a slice of the story of their love and their marriage. He was a young man of 18 in 1942. She was 17, a queen of his heart. Then he had been away at college since the fall, but now that spring had called, the old and the green were much too far apart. She was back in Joliet when Easter brought him home from the Kentucky hills to the northern Illinois plain. And then they made a daring plan together, one they hoped would last forever. Packed their bags on the very next train. As they took a night train to St. Louis, with $100 more or less to start, they took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing and the queen of his heart. Stepped onto the platform in the bright Missouri morning, and they looked up for a steeple in the sky. When they knocked the church door open, not many words were spoken, but he became her husband, she his wife. And when the young man asked, "How much do we owe you?" Reverend answered, "How much is she worth?" And without a moment's hesitation, this young man made a declaration, more than all the money on this earth. Yes, they took the night train to St. Louis with $100, with $100 more or less to start. Took a chance and gambled. Took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing and the queen of his heart. Now the years have treated kindly the vows they made back then. 50 married years and the blessing sure. Many call that young man Grandpa, and his music still swings on. And Grandma's quilting every march she knows. So on this anniversary, with her family and friends, there's a sentiment that's held by everyone. That love which rolled the rails into that night so long ago is the kind of love we're glad you gambled on. We're glad you took that night train to St. Louis with $100. With $100 more or less to start. Glad you took a chance and gambled. Glad you took a chance and gambled. Okay. Do a song. I promised Heather I was going to find out who wrote this song. So while Heather's coming up here, Heather, are you here yet?
Yes.
So of course, I've seen you've been knitting, haven't you, over there?
Knitting's relaxing.
I'm going to find out who wrote this song so I can tell you, okay? And I can tell everybody else, too. This is a song about Harriet Tubman. And the song pretty much tells who she was, for those of you that don't know her. Harriet Tubman, page 60. And it was written by...
Walter Robinson.
With new verse by...
John McCutcheon?
McCutcheon. All right, yeah. And I've never sung this verse either, but I kind of liked it, so we're going to do the verse too. And excuse me for a line. Of course I do. You open
the song. Trail, Verlon Brown.
I would have got to this point right here, I would have gone, Verlon. You're going to do kind of a little vamp, okay? Now, we've not all three been together yet on this, right?
This is Holden.
That's what you kept telling us. I said, all right, we'll do it that way, okay? Wait till the mood's right.
Okay.
Here we go, about ready. Here we go.
One night I dreamed I was in slavery, but 1850 was the time. Sorrow was the only sign, nothing around to ease my mind. Out of the night, there came a lady leading a distant pilgrim band. First mate, she yelled, pointing. Lord, for this young woman, singing, come on up. I've got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. Come on up. I've got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. She said her name was Harriet Tubman, and she drove for the underground. Hundreds of miles we traveled onward, gathering slaves from town to town, seeking every lost and found, setting those free who once were bound. Somehow my heart was growing weaker, I fell by the wayside, sinking sand. Finally, did this lady stand, lifted me up and took my hand, singing, come on up. Then I awoke, no more I faltered, finding new strengths in paths we're shown. Sisters, brothers fleeing their homes, their history, their people, all they've known. Fleeing their homes in Guatemala, Chile, Brazil, El Salvador. Fleeing from the prisons of war, through the Mexican night, up to our door. But we sing, come on up. Come on up to this train of mine. Nightline. Come on up to this train of mine. She said her name was Harriet Tubman, and she drove for the Underground
starting here. We've got a whole band for this next piece, so why didn't everybody that's playing on the Martin Luther King song come on up? Because that means you too, Verlon. This is a song that I just wrote in January for the Martin Luther King celebration that we had in Dubuque. And first time I'd been asked to do something like that actually in Dubuque, so it was real special. And so this is the song that I wrote, and I'll do it with you the same way I did it with them. There's four parts you need to learn. What I said to them was, thanks for commissioning me to write this song, but it's only half done. You're the other half, and so it's going to work if you make it work. I got four parts for you to sing. I'll give you the easiest first. The first part is Martin Luther King. That's the name of the song.
Martin Luther King.
The second part is just as easy.
I have a dream.
Try it. Here we go.
I have a dream.
Now here's the next hardest.
Free at last, thank God Almighty.
Two times through, it's a little different the first time you got that. Okay, you'll get that. And we'll probably, that's the last thing we sing, so you might want to, I don't know, who knows. By that time, maybe you want to sing it a lot of times. Who knows? And then the hardest part is the chorus to the first section, which, the words of which are, Martin Luther King, he did a lot, but he couldn't do everything. Thank God he wasn't the only one. Thank God we're left to carry on, carry it on, carry it on. Carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on. You'll get that when it comes around. Okay? And if you want to think of this visually while you're doing it, think of Martin King going to the mountaintop, coming down, going back up, coming down, that kind of thing. He goes,
Martin Luther King, he did a lot, but he couldn't do everything. Thank God he wasn't the only one. Thank God we're left to carry on, carry it 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 on.
Want to give that one a try? Martin Luther King, he did a lot, but he couldn't do everything. Let's try that.
Martin Luther King, he did a lot, but he couldn't do everything.
Carry it on. get the gist of the song, okay? The first thing you're going to do is answer Martin Luther King to me.
Well, who wrote the letter from the Birmingham jail? Martin Luther King said freedom born of violence always would fail. That was Martin Luther King. Who answered threats with common sense? Who answered rage with a pure nonviolence? Who answered hate with a strength to love? Who believed peace is what we're really made of? Martin Luther King.
Thank God he was a
you stand up if you wanted to. Oh, well. Well, I was thinking this will be a true Lutheran song in a way, because we've got to use sheet music for it. So I think maybe we'll have to have the lights turned on for this one. And can you turn the lights on in the back, and I think that'll be fine. I'm sure everybody can see. We're going to do a song called Between the Times. And this is a song I wrote, I guess, a couple years ago now. But I'd like to, well, being up at Holden this time is filled with lots of emotion for me. I mean, it's always just wonderful for me to come back, because Holden does feel like a second home for me, as I know it does to everybody. And it feels that way partly because in the mid-80s I came here and lived for a whole year through the winter, so I know what it's like to winter at Holden. And was here with my newly married wife, Judy, and my daughter, Anya, who was 14 at the time from a previous marriage. And we were all kind of making a new start together, and came, and it was a great place to make a transition in all of our lives in that way. Coming back this time, I come back without Judy, because Judy, a lot of you know, has passed away in August. She had breast cancer, which began about 2.5 years before that. And we lived that through together, and those of you that know Judy know how she lived that out. And it's because of the way she lived it that I was invited to live it alongside her, and can sing a song and dedicate a song which I'd never wrote for that purpose, but which, when I first sang, people came up to me and said, "Wow, you wrote that for Judy, didn't you? Or you wrote that about Judy." No, not really, but I guess that's just the way that kind of stuff seeps into you. And I was then really surprised when Judy and I were planning her memorial service that she asked to have this song sung at her memorial service, because it didn't seem like the kind of song that you would do there. But it's a song called Between the Times, and I invite you to sing along on the chorus. And it's a song of hope. Once there was a river in the valley, with water clear as crystal, casting diamonds in the sun. Now the riverbed is dry and empty, and no one knows where all the water's gone. Somewhere from the east there come the memories, the morning sunrise with the river sacrifice. Those who trust the movement of the century can still see the river flow between the times, between the times of plenty, when the water's just a trickle in our singer in each person, voice as strong as rain and thunder carried on the wind. Now the sounds we make seem so uncertain, and we wonder if we'll ever sing again. Somewhere from the north there comes
on the breeze, across the lakes and through the pine. And those who trust the movement of the centuries can still hear a song to sing between the tides. Between the tides of plenty, when the song is just a whisper in our lives, and the time that we must free, because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do? There was a road that led to freedom, where kindness walked with truth and peace, and justice led the way. Now the people have no one to lead them, and we weep to see the children go astray. But somewhere from the south there come the memories with milk and honey and the promised rainbow sign. And those who trust the movement of the centuries can still walk along the road between the tides.
Okay, Verlon, and I'm going to ask Ann to come up here and help me with this one too, if she's here from her supper yet. Yes. Well, this is another tribute, and these tributes aren't meant to be sad, but I guess maybe they are a little bit, but as I remember these people, I feel joy. So I'll just tell you that. Lifting them up in this way brings me joy. When we were here, Judy was the bookstore manager. In fact, that was her first chance to do bookstore work. She dreamt about doing that since she was a young person. And she'd always felt like, you know, there were more important things to do. That was kind of the message that she got with her life. And finally she was able to, when we came here, to start living that dream that she had. And after that she went back to Minneapolis, and she worked with Mary Schramm for 3 years at St. Martin's Table. And when we moved to Dubuque, she started her own bookstore called Small World Books, a bookstore for children and adults who care about them. Anyway, while Judy was here working in the bookstore, that was before they had that nice new modern office there in the front. The bookstore manager and the print shop people were back. Well, is the print shop still back there? I haven't been to see the print shop. But Judy's desk was back there. And there was also a wonderful young woman that Judy came to love dearly, and they were really sisters in a lot of ways. Her name was Mary Witt, and some of you may have known Mary. And Mary and I had some nice contact as well. We would jog together. Mary was a flute player, as was I, so we'd play some flute duets now and then. And we also loved Taizé. There were three or four of us that would sit Taizé for 15 minutes before lunch 3 days a week. And, so when Mary died, I wrote a song for her memorial service, and I'd like to sing that now that I'm back at home. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Jeff. All right.
I figured this was the one.
This is it. Here we go.
There's a hiking trail that winds up in the mountains. It's a pathway of peace beneath the pine. It was there we'd run and have our conversation. It was there we prayed that peace would come in time. We would run up through the valley by the river that flowed down from the mountains past the mine, where the copper and the gold had been the treasure taken from the earth and made to shine. Simplicity and an honesty about Mary. I never heard her say what wasn't true. When her heart was heavy from her caring, it was because of what her caring could not do. Well, she prayed for the children in South Africa, and she prayed with songs that she had learned in France, and for the inmates on the death rows in America. She prayed, God give us all a second chance. Precious jewel, I'll see you running on the mountainside. I'll see you. I saw you, Mary. Your body was brown and healthy, glowing strong. There was a love light in your eyes and you were smiling. It's not easy to believe that you are gone. Well, those you've left behind will go on giving, though the way that you were taken seems so cruel. Thank you for the ways you've touched our living. Goodbye, we're gonna miss you, precious jewel. Precious jewel, I'll see you running on the mountainside. I'll see you praying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, closing song here. This is a song by Chris Williamson. It's called Song of the Soul. Anybody know it? Yeah! I hit a chord, all right. And, good, does anybody else know it? How many people, like, really know this song and really like it besides you? All right. How about everybody that really knows it, come on up here and sing with me, okay? And we're all going to sing the chorus, but why don't you come on up here? I mean, we, at least the chorus, come on, yeah. Yeah, come on, that's all right, it's not a big deal. It's not very scary up here, really, once you get up here for a while. Sweat a little bit, it's not a big deal. You need the words?
No. I don't think so. Well, we're just going to have chorus.
Anybody else? I guess I scared a few hands down there, huh? All right, well, this is a song, you know Chris Williamson? Have you heard Chris Williamson sing this?
Yes.
It's a song by Chris Williamson, a wonderful feminist songwriter. One of the first songs I ever learned by Chris Williamson and that whole genre of people that write that wonderful music. And I'd like to dedicate this song to a very special friend, Judy and Mary, to Ellen Gamrath. Is that okay, Ellen? Yeah, okay. It's a great song, and this is for you, all the words in the song.
Love of my life, I am crying. I am not dying. I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul. And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time.
Here we go.
Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you sing?
Well, I just happen to have these rhythm instruments here, so if some of you would like to take them, that's always the hardest part of it. I can sing, but passing these out and distributing them is hard for me. Now we're going to do this is kind of what I call the light rhythm orchestra. So we're kind of gentle on this. And in fact, you might want to wait even until the chorus comes around for the second time before we kind of come in with these instruments. And if you don't get an instrument, I said this earlier today, if you don't happen to get one of these, you know, if you got something on your body that you can use for a little instrument to jangle or whatever, that's it, hands maybe, but not clapping, it's light rhythm. That's it.
Light rhythm.
Oh, light rhythm, that's good, I like that. Would you all like to come up here and do another song? These women are great, they got matching, what do you call these? REI lights, whatever. Headlights. Oh, that's for another song. Okay, this is a song called Somewhere in the Universe. I was asked to write a song one time when I went to a meeting at Our Savior's, which is a congregation in the Phillips neighborhood where Common Bread also is. I lived there for quite a few years. And they asked me to come to a meeting of people. They were trying to get some neighborhood people together with church people and talk about how churches and neighborhoods and people of different ethnic backgrounds and all that diversity can get together. And they said, could you sing a song that would kind of fit for all of us? Yeah, right. So I said, well, I'll come. I don't know if I can do that. And the only one I could think of was Kumbaya. That's the only thing I could think of. So I thought, well, somewhere in the universe, there's a song all of us know. We just don't know it yet, right? Or we haven't found it. So I thought, well, that could be the song itself. Somewhere in the universe, there is a song all of us know. So that's the name of the song. Kind of long. And I'll sing it for you. It goes like this. Somewhere in the universe, there is a song all of us know. Somewhere in the universe, a song of love with words of hope. Let me give that a try. Not, no rhythm yet, though. Second time that we get that chorus. This is the first time. Here we go. Somewhere in the universe, there's a song. There is a song all of us know. Somewhere in the universe, a song of love. A song of love with words of hope. Excellent. I'm going to sing a little verse here. It's a song for the poor young woman. It's a song for the rich old man. For the black and the white and the people in between. We will sing it whenever we can. We'll sing it. We will sing it whenever we can. One more time. Ground where truth can still be found. Ready for this one? Here we go.
Somewhere in the universe,
there is a place.
There is a
sacred ground.
A sacred ground.
Somewhere.
Somewhere in the universe,
place where truth,
a place where truth can still be found.
It's a place for the poor young woman.
It's a place for the poor young woman.
The rich old man.
It's a place for the rich old man.
For the black and the white.